You are listening to AWOL Radio, a production of the Grand River Media Collective. As it has been since 2008, I am your host, Dan Keller, and I want to welcome you to the show. For past episodes of AWOL Radio and more from the Grand River Media Collective, please visit grandrivermc.ca. AWOL Radio live broadcasts weekly from 102.7 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, radiowaterloo.ca on the web, from 4 to 5 p.m. on Fridays.
On today's show, we feature a short interview with Cheyenne Thorpe, an Indigenous woman who has organized protests against the Sir John A. Macdonald statue in her town of Baden, Ontario, in Waterloo Region. The statue itself was only placed a couple of years ago in Baden, with little public consultation, and now the protests, led by Cheyenne, are seeking to have it removed and placed into a museum where the statue can be placed among proper historical context. In the lead-up to the June 27th protest, the Sir John A. Macdonald statue was covered in red paint several times and also cleaned up several times. While we do not know who undertook the painting of the statue, among those cleaning it up were members from the white nationalist gang Urban Infidels, including the man who attacked the Pride events in Hamilton and Toronto last year, Chris Vanderveed. Further protests are planned at the statue, including on July 11th. Check the Facebook group Support the Removal of the John A. Macdonald Statue in Baden, Ontario, for more information about these protests, some of the other media coverage, statements from the organizers, as well as links to a petition calling for the removal of the statue. We will have a longer interview with Cheyenne in the coming weeks. And now for the interview.
My name is Cheyenne Thorpe. I am an Indigenous woman and mother and advocate living in the Wilmot Township, Waterloo Region. What's going on today, and what's been going on at least for the last 4 days, is a peaceful gathering of individuals who are here to support the removal of the Sir John A. Macdonald statue. We are looking to convey a message. We are looking to convey education. We are looking to enlighten fellow individuals in our community, and that is our intention.
How is it going?
We have had a tremendous amount of support, a tremendous amount of even just donations and outpour and responses to our call for action and our calls for individuals just sheerly showing up and just making their voices heard or their bodies seen or just actively taking part in our movement. And all in all, I would say since Wednesday, I've probably seen more than 100 individuals cycle through this small space, this small tiny area we have here. In support of our movement.
Well, yeah, it's not exactly a big town.
No, it's not a big town at all. And I think that even just the simple, what we might deem a small number as 100, speaks massive volumes in a small town community such as Baden.
Why do you find it important to be here, and why is this statue bringing such impact and a response?
We feel as if the memorialization of these individuals, like Sir John A. Macdonald and many other individuals who stand for some of the things that they stand for and did some of the things that they did, is inappropriate to have in public spaces. It's inappropriate to be okayed by government officials. I know personally, as an Indigenous woman, that when I walk past a statue like this, it brings me pain. It hurts me to reminisce of what my direct ancestors faced as a result of the residential school system, as a result of the systematic oppression that is still in place, that was created back in the House of Commons in 1880 and that we're still dealing with today. And we want people to understand that we are not trying to even demolish the statue. We are not trying to take away from history. We are not trying to rewrite it. We are trying to create it. We are trying to mold it, and we are trying to amend it to ensure that it accurately represents Indigenous parties all across Waterloo Region. And I can only speak for Indigenous parties, so that's all I will choose to do so. But there are many individuals who have been infringed upon, who have been forever traumatized by the intergenerational effects of what Sir John A. Macdonald himself stood for.
I've seen several dozen people in and out throughout the day. Do you have a gauge of, like, is this mostly local folks or people coming in?
Yes, I have. I know that everybody that I have engaged with personally, if they are not a local, then they have a local tie to this community. So they grew up here and they don't live here anymore, but they are here to show their support. That they have grown up here their whole lives and they've never left and that they remain to be here. There are people from all walks of life here with us today. But primarily I have found that it is majority of community members, people who live, if not exactly in Wilmot Township, then maybe in the Waterloo region.
With the protests here, what ends the protests, I guess?
Well, what will end this protest is the removal of the Sir John A. Macdonald statue. And we plan to occupy this space every Saturday until our needs have been acknowledged and met. I don't want to sound off-putting, or I don't want to come off in the wrong sense, but we are here for one thing, and one thing only, and that's the removal of the statue. We do not find it appropriate to amend it past what and how it stands. We feel as if the time for that is past. We feel as if the time for that passed probably when the sculptor created it. It is not the responsibility of Indigenous persons to educate those around them who have questions about why we are inquiring about these things. As much as I have put myself in a role that I am trying to engage and educate and enlighten as much as I possibly can, people need to understand that the responsibility does not fall to Indigenous person to help educate them. They need to take it upon themselves to educate themselves and to see the other side of history as to what Sir John A. Macdonald stands for. Because many of the individuals who have spoken for or have spoken to don't even have half of a clue about some of the atrocities that he committed. And I have no idea how you can memorialize somebody and you can stand so strongly for something you don't know everything about. That seems ignorant to me.